11 minutes after 8 o'clock, we'll go to the phone lines.
And we want to welcome back Sergeant Betsy Brander Smith to the program. And we are going to talk this morning about the suggestion that has been made by a senator about withholding funding from law enforcement in states that don't enforce state and federal gun laws. Good morning, Betsy.
Hey, good morning, and thanks for having me again, guys.
You know,
Senator Chris Murphy lives in Connecticut. He really doesn't understand the West, and he made this statement in early December after the shooting in El Paso County, Colorado, of the LGBTQ nightclub. Now, we now know, and that story's kind of faded from the news cycle. Why? Because the shooter has claimed to be part of the LGBTQ community. You know, he's turned out not to be some far-right nut job like he was portrayed. But what Chris Murphy, it makes his living talking about Sandy Hook and gun laws and things in far-left Connecticut. What he says he wants to do with federal law is to defund, in other words, take away federal money from police departments and sheriff's departments who do not enforce gun laws. The problem with his statement, other than it's, you know, utterly ridiculous, is that police officers don't decide who gets charged with crimes. The county prosecutors do. So what I'd love to see Chris Murphy do is perhaps first go to Austin, Texas, and let's look at the prosecutor there in Travis County and see how many gun laws get enforced there when we talk about various gang shootings and things like that. And then go to Cook County, Illinois, where I'm from, and let's see what he does with Kim Fox, who refuses to prosecute shootings that occur on video, where she says, oh, it's just mutual combatants. But no, he wants to go after law enforcement.
And so what do you suggest we do if we need to get the attention of prosecutors?
Well, prosecutors, like sheriffs, are elected officials. So what we have in this country, and you guys have it in Texas, is there are some counties where George Soros has come in with his money and his boots on the ground organization, and he has elected far left prosecutors. That's what has happened in Travis County. And those prosecutors are more interested in putting cops in jail than they are criminals. So many of these prosecutors, and again, it's not just Travis County, Texas, but it's LA County, it's San Francisco, it's Seattle, Chicago, New York, Portland. And these prosecutors are social justice, something we actually call procedural justice prosecutors, where they're pro-criminal and anti-law enforcement. And that's why we have such this huge jump in crime throughout this nation. These prosecutors also believe in low or no bail. They want people out on the street as they await trial, and they very often take the felonies cases that police officers bring them, reduce them down to misdemeanors, and put them on probation. It's incredibly frustrating.
Well, and some of these shootings, particularly the one I'm off site, is the one in Colorado that you mentioned. That guy had previous run-ins with the law, and nobody paid attention to the state's red flag law. His weapons could have been seized, right?
Absolutely. He, a year before, he took his mother hostage. He wreaked havoc in a neighborhood. He held the police at bay for hours. And yet when he was arrested, the mom said she didn't want to press charges. So law enforcement in the county then decided they would not press charges. And again, I think that is out of, for somebody like that with clear mental illness, that's done out of compassion. But in that case, you know, Colorado has red flag laws that could have been utilized, but nobody thought to utilize them. And so then this young man was able to retain his weapons, get new ones. And, you know, red flag laws, understand, are a real mixed bag. The problem with red flags laws is that anybody can use them for any reason. So if I'm mad at my neighbor because I don't like the political sign in his front yard, I can call my local police department, make up a story about him, and the police come and seize his guns. That's why people don't like red flag laws. What we should do, I believe, instead, is utilize the laws that we already have on the books. The shooter in El Paso County, Colorado, would have been in prison had he been prosecuted for the multiple felonies that he committed against his mother and against the law enforcement that he held at bay while he held his mom hostage. He'd either be in an institution or he'd be in prison. That's clearly where he belonged.
Well, who do these guys think that they're representing when they go to different state legislatures or even on the federal level and underfund or defund police departments and go down that road? Who do they think they're representing? Because the news I see has, if you would think it's poverty neighborhoods where arrests are high and everything else, the people that aren't thugs are upset that there's not more law enforcement down there. They don't want less. They know they need more.
You are 100% right. We have done polling. The Pew Organization has done polling. And in fact, right before the midterm election, I think it was Pew Research did a poll where over 80% of African-American voters said, we need more police. Don't defund the police. But here's the problem. We're an easy target. Law enforcement's an easy target. And the political left and some on the right have made us a punching bag to blame us for all kinds of social ills and then ask, well, why aren't the police doing anything? Why aren't the police doing anything? Law enforcement is not the panacea for all of society's ills, you know, but yeah, we're responsible for what? The homeless problem and the drug problem and the mental health problem. It's all on law enforcement. And I think Chris Murphy was just trying to get attention, as he often is. And he loves to go after law enforcement and he loves to go after guns.
Well, what do you have to say about, he did point out something that he said that Colorado was a Second Amendment sanctuary state. What?
I think Chris Murphy needs to get out of Connecticut, get off the East Coast, and maybe take a trip to Colorado. Colorado is turning into a very blue state. And so I don't really think he knows what's happening in Colorado right now. Now, there are counties in Colorado that consider themselves Second Amendment sanctuary counties. Now, it's not that they're not going to enforce the laws, but they're what the sheriffs say, who have declared themselves Second Amendment sanctuary counties, is that they're going to enforce the law according to the Constitution. That's appropriate. Every law enforcement officer in this country raises their right hand when we get hired and we take an oath to the United States Constitution and then the Constitution of our state and to the jurisdiction where we were hired. We have to follow the law. We don't have a choice. So Chris Murphy, again, if he wants to go after anybody, he needs to go after the prosecutors who are responsible for determining the charges of any criminal that comes into court. What people don't understand is that police officers don't decide what somebody is charged with. We make an arrest based on what we see in front of us, but then the prosecutor determines what the actual charges are going to be. It's complicated. It's not like it is on TV, and I think a lot of people, including legislators, don't really understand it.
Well, officers always have the discretion in a lot of times what's going to be, how they're going to write up what they write up and what's even if anything's going to get written up. And so they've made that decision, then the DAs have prosecutorial discretion. By the time that's been looked at twice and either nothing's happened or it has, by the time it goes through the system to get dealt with, it's got to be pretty serious or it wouldn't be making its way through the two doors that are there to kind of manage the dockets.
You said that so well. You are absolutely correct. By the time a case gets to the prosecutor's office, it has been looked at by multiple people, including a police officer, supervisor, probably an investigator, possibly a judge, and then eventually getting to a prosecutor. So that's why when we hear these stories, when people talk about criminal justice reform and things like that, they always talk about the mythical story of a guy who's in jail for 10 years because he had a bag of weed. That doesn't happen. It just doesn't happen. Most people who are in prison have been arrested 40, 50, 60 times and are finally in prison. Our system is designed to give people multiple second chances. And so, again, coming after law enforcement for what happened in Colorado is just really inappropriate. But here's the thing, guys. That's why the National Police Association makes me available to the media, because most police leaders don't speak out. And a lot of police advocates do not speak out. They're afraid to speak out and tell the truth of how the system works. So we are an easy punching bag for the media and for politicians. That's why we appreciate you guys for getting the truth out.
This used to make me crazy a long time ago whenever they say, you just revoked that guy for not showing up. Well, no, he did a lot of other bad things. We've got him on felony probation right now. We can prove this one up in our house and not worry about anything else coming up. And then they'll include those either lesser offenses or other offenses, or maybe not include them. And it looks like the system just picked on him because he had a little bag. No, he was with a 12-year-old girl or something else. And we can get him on this and get him put away and not traumatize that little girl any further and everything else. Because, like I say, 9 times out of 10, or maybe 9 out of 100 if that's a bigger number, the law enforcement guys are doing their job. There's a rogue something in every profession. There's probably a dentist somewhere that pulls out all your teeth for no reason. But they don't report on that. Poor guy can't eat corn on the cob anymore. Nobody's mad. No.
There's a rogue everybody. There's a rogue somebody in every profession. You know, 250,000 people die every year of medical mistakes, but we're not putting doctors in prison. We're not defunding their profession. We've had over 350 school teachers arrested this year for sex crimes against children. Nobody's protesting that outside of schools. And in fact, people like libs of TikTok who make that public information get excoriated. But like I said, law enforcement's an easy target. And part of it is because our leadership doesn't speak up. They need to do a better job of using that bully pulpit to talk, to tell the truth about law enforcement. We also need politicians on both sides who say they're pro-police. They need to stand up and proclaim it loud and proud every week, talking about the good work that law enforcement does. But it's easier to stay silent.
Well, you have it, and we want to thank you for that. Sergeant Betsy Brantner Smith, as she said, she is a spokesperson for the National Police Association. And, Betsy, where can our listeners find out more about the NPA?
So we ask our listeners to go to nationalpolice.org. We've got some terrific articles and videos and ways that you can help your local law enforcement, including our thank you note program. And you can follow us on Twitter. We've got a great Facebook presence. And you can follow me on Twitter, SGT Betsy Smith.
All right, Betsy, thank you so much, and Merry Christmas to you.
Same to you guys. We appreciate you so much.